Yep, for sure, man.
All right. Thank you for being here. We're going to start the second show. We thank you so much for all of us at Keystone Corner for being here and being a part of this musical journey. Going on together with John Hendricks used to say, we're going to the land of the unfored herd. And we're very thrilled to have one of those magnificent musical organizations in the world to share their music with us. Let's welcome on the percussion one of the legendary percussionists of our time, one of the greatest musical creative forces in our music, Mr. Bill Summers.
Yeah.
And this is a musical project that is started in 1973 and it's still going strong. And a large part of credit for that should go to the co-leader of this great band. He's welcome the incredible Mr. Mike Clark. One of the real great innovators in our music. And on keyboards, one of the most wonderful pianists in this music and a wonderful, wonderful creative force in this music. Please welcome Mr. Jerry Z on the piano. Jerry Z. And also from New Orleans, making the beat, singing the melody, swing at all times, please welcome Mr. Chris Severn. All right. And our wonderful saxophonist and one of the great voices in this music. He's a big chief in New Orleans, and he's a big chief in this music as well. One of the greatest musicians of our time. NEA Jazz Master Donald Harrison on the alto saxophone. Headhunters, let's hear it for them. Come on, brother. Give it up. And here's Mother. Thank you.
for some jazz.
Yeah.
Straight ahead. This feature is Michael Clark, Jerry Z, Chris Sutton is picking up his double album. And of course, the master of the hip-hop, the hip-hop, and the crypt, whatever. Are we moving in the right direction? Are we moving in the right direction? Woo!
We just got too old to do it. So we hit me a big money. Woo! I hit myself a big money.
What about the CDs?
Yeah, we got lots of CDs. We got 3,000 CDs over there we need to sell. And we ain't sold one yet. And we're playing our ass off. So we want you, before you leave, to visit that table over there. We actually got some instruments for sale, too, like these things right here. They're not cheap, though. Not at all. This should take a long time to make. And Michael's got his CD and his book. Let me have that book. Give me that book.
Postbox drum book for all you drummers out there.
Can I see it?
And even for you non-drummers, you should have
can this. Can I see this? This is what it says. It says, Mike Clark, the greatest drummer to ever live. The Postbox drum book. Don't stop. Funk in the Mayflower, let the butterfly. Okay, Michael, look, this is, you have to have this. This is the Bible. Even if you don't play drums, you gotta buy it. Okay?
Thank you so much. This is a must for the kitchen. You should have this in the kitchen. You feel like playing some cigarette? Okay, this is a tune by Bill Summers. Shall I get a little background on this tune? Okay, this was when I first met Bill. His wife had just passed away. And her name was Tracy. And we played at, I only know Bill for maybe 2 days. And we played a ceremony. Remember that ceremony in Lance Dupin, Ross Catherine. And so this is in honor of Tracy, and it's called Tracy.
Thank you.
Let me tell y'all something. Gonna make it tip. Gonna make it slip. This is on the last set. This is a tune that we're going to make up for you. Thank you. special significance. It's called Palm Goose. I don't know what that means, but I don't want
to play this beat.
Anyway, that's the end of the tune. We don't care about it.
Thank you.
Michael Clark.
Thank you.
We do have to go right over there now, because we got one more time.
Now let's hear it for the headhunters again. The headhunters. Bill Summers on percussion. Clark on the drums. Harrison on the upper saxophone. And Russell sitting there on tenor saxophone. Wonderful. Jerry Z on keyboard. Chris Severin on bass. Let's hear it for the headhunters. Thank you.